Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Yes, episode 50. Welcome. To be honest, a year ago, I was not really sure if I would get here. When I started creating a podcast and thinking about doing it, I was so confused about how to produce and distribute a podcast. And it's kind of crazy just looking back and thinking about just how far you can come in 1 year. Now I have my pod all set up in my own office. Actually, I had to relocate it to the office we don't use anymore for my agency today because my internet was out. But I know how to do all of that stuff. Very proud. And the podcast is now growing steadily thanks to all of your support. So I just wanted to say thank you for listening to me babble for 50 episodes. And here's to the next 50 and a lot more. Today's topic is one that I'm bringing back from the very first set of episodes that I put out in September, and it's, do you ask yourself the important questions? At the start of the year, I think is the perfect time to evaluate the most important questions in your life, like, am I happy? Do I like my life the way it is right now? Or am I on autopilot living this life that I set up? In what ways could I potentially improve my life? And I'm talking about both at work and personally. And it seems like a lot of people are asking themselves these questions right now with the great resignation that I know I keep talking about and everyone's talking about. But I don't think that people would be leaving jobs at such incredible rates if they were happy. My story is that these are questions that I didn't really ask myself until a few years ago when I started digging into my own mind, I guess. I wanted to figure out why I was the way that I was, and frankly, still am sometimes. I think we can trick ourselves into thinking that we are happy, whatever that looks like, and that the definition of quote unquote true happiness that we read about on the internet or we see on TV or in all those romantic movies that some of you might watch isn't really a thing. Now, I will say this, I'm still not convinced that there is some Buddha level of happiness where you're Zen all day, every day, where you never get upset and you love every aspect of your life. Although I guess there must be for like monks and some other people. I am just looking for a level of practical happiness where I'm more happy in my day-to-day life than I'm not. And I feel those moments of pure joy. I think it has also gotten harder and harder for people to feel pure joy as this crazy pandemic has raged on. As a lot of you know, I put a letter out to my email list every single week. And a few weeks ago, I wrote about the new year coming in and just trying to clear space and our minds for what could be instead of holding on to whatever happened last year. For me personally, last year was not great. I know I've talked about that on this podcast before. And when I sent that letter out, a good friend of mine responded and said this: I've been thinking about quitting a lot lately. This month marks a decade of being self-employed, and I haven't gotten the results I wanted. Thank you for sending this. I know I'm not alone. I'll leave a link to my email list in the show notes if you want to sign up if you're not yet. Her response just really hit home with me, especially because it is a good friend of mine that I see on a regular basis. And I didn't know how unhappy she was. I didn't know she was considering quitting. I think a lot of us are riding this mental roller coaster right now, especially for the last couple of years, but we're not really talking about it. And we're not really telling anyone about it. And we're not asking ourselves these important questions. Like right now, running a business or even working a job or growing a family, they've all been difficult during COVID-19. It's honestly, it feels weird to call it COVID-19 since it's now 2022. There is a really high mental load on all of us right now. And I think that's simply because of the changes that we've all endured and how much we've had to deal with the unknown. Most people I know have experienced a massive amount of change in the last few years, myself included, and it really challenges the ideas that I have in my mind that I thrive in change or change makes me happy. Like, do I really? So let's get back to the questions that you should ask yourself and how you might be able to go about doing it. The ones that we covered in the beginning are, am I happy? Do I like my life the way it is now, or am I on autopilot just living the life that I've set up? In what ways could I potentially improve my life, both at work and personally? And I would encourage you to think through it and add more of that work for you. Other questions that I look at for myself are, what are my beliefs about myself? What are my assumptions about myself? I have a lot of assumptions about myself, actually. And I think that they're probably labels that were put on me early on, like being really type A, or I was called bossy a lot. That's an assumption that I've had to challenge. And you have to think through whether your assumptions are true. And if so, how do you change them if you want to? And if they aren't true, how do you change the way that you talk to yourself? I challenge everyone that is listening to this podcast to select just one way that you are going to start asking yourself questions. I personally do it in a few ways. One is journaling. I've told you before, I use the High Performance Habits journal, and it asks questions like, what might trip me up today? How do I want to show up today? What is my message to myself today? Who do I want to be today? It prompts me to answer these questions that I was not thinking about before, and it makes me just a lot more intentional in the thoughts that float through my head and how I show up every single day. For me, as a creative, the creative process is also a really great outlet for me to ask these questions because I get to ask them in public in front of you. So there's this podcast, the weekly letter that I mentioned, and all of my LinkedIn content is almost therapeutic. So I really appreciate all of your support there. Other people might ask themselves by doing things like meditation, which is something that I've always meant to try, but I've never quite gotten it down. I've also read things about time in nature being very therapeutic when you can take some time to yourself and ask yourself these important questions, and doing it during your self-care time, whatever that might look like to you. Maybe it's yoga, taking a bath, getting a massage, who knows? So how will you give yourself the space to ask and answer the most important questions in your life? I hope you'll continue to listen to this podcast, and that can be one of your prompts as well. All right. I hope that you got some value out of this, I guess, repeated episode with some new content about asking yourself important questions. Make it a practice for yourself in 2022. If you got value, share this with just one person that you think will benefit from listening to the message. And I will see you next time. Thank you so much.